Thank you, Mike. That was a very special testimony. Thanks for sharing that. If I bent over to tie my shoes right now, I'm kind of going flashing back, because when I was in high school, and ever since I was a little kid, my passion was baseball. I loved baseball. And ever since I was a little toddler, I'd had my dad's glove, his hats on my head, and I just loved the game of baseball. I fell in love with it. But one of the things when I was in high school, I noticed when I was in the pew right there, and when I left my house today, I thought about it too. I would always run out to second base, because that's where I played, and I would bend down and tie my shoes every inning. It was my little superstition, my nervousness, and it was just kind of like, so I've been tying my shoes, untying them all back there, a couple times I'm leaning over, they're tied already, so. Obviously a little bit nervous, but I count it as a blessing. Troy asked me to come up and to speak. Joel tried to wire me down a few months ago on another Sunday, and I was able to skinny past Joel, but Troy, I couldn't say no to him, and I really, kind of like Mike with mold that term or that word grace. What does that mean to me? How has it been evident in my life? How have I experienced grace? And it was a good 2 weeks. I think Troy asked me about 2 weeks ago. I was like, man, I wish it was this week. I want to get this over with. At the same time, though, it was really a blessing to sit down and think about grace in my life and the profoundness of grace. And I was pretty blown away. So I'm going to share a little bit about that with you. I'm going to read a scripture to you, and then I'm going to ask you guys to do a little exercise on grace with me, if it's okay. First of all, as I mentioned in baseball, my goal was to be a Major League Baseball player. So in June, I love the month of June, because that's when the Major League draft is. And so as a kid growing up, that was me. I was looking for that draft paper. I'd look at it. I'd see who was drafted, what area players were drafted I knew around me. But as a 246 senior high school hitter that was slow, had no home runs, I hit 246. There was no draft to be in 1977 for Don Nickerson. But I still loved the game. And I went to Chico State, and I was a little shout out for Chico, all you Wildcats. We have a few of them here, that's good. I graduated, I went to work, got married, started having a family, and I was 27 years of age, and I did get drafted. I went to the California Youth Authority as a youth counselor, but I got drafted because there was a man named Carl Bryant, who is our graveyard man. I worked swing shift, and after I got off, Carl would minister to me. He's a pastor in Modesto, and he worked there, and he shared the love of the Lord to me, and so that's where I got drafted. There's that old saying, jailhouse Christians. It's kind of a negativity about jailhouse Christians. Now you just got God because you want to be saved, you want to get out of that sentence. Well, I was a jailhouse Christian. I really was a jailhouse Christian. That's where I accepted the Lord, in a YC station in DeWitt Nelson. So I came to know the Lord. I was drafted and grafted at that time. So that started my journey. I'm going to read to you Ephesians 2. We read this a couple weeks ago, but this is a profound scripture for me and maybe for you too. I'm not going to read the whole chapter, just a few verses. As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our sinful nature and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature objects of wrath. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. Going down to verse 8. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourselves. It's a gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. I love that scripture, and it pretty much spells out my life, because as far as sinners, I said I was drafted and grafted. That grafting part, I was a sinner. Trust me. pretty shameful and pretty hurtful things. I was a very selfish person. But fortunately, by God's grace, he picked me up. And we'll talk about that a little bit in a minute. I was reminded of two things two things happened to me this past week. I was reminded of Tom Hagen, who said that in his 9 things of how to live, he said, forgive everyone. It's the only way to go. And I thought about that and how he really captured grace, you know, and that was just pretty special to think of Mr. Hagen. And he had a deep relationship with the Lord, and he understood it's about giving grace to other people. And so those words stuck to me. I appreciate that. The other one is Merv Bruns. On Monday, I was leaving Dan Allen's house, and I saw Merv. He was working the mail route. He said, I've been thinking about you. I'll be praying for you. I know you'll do a good job. And today, this morning, I said, I'm going to go out and walk a quick mile. And so I went out, and sure enough, here comes Merv right behind me. He says, I've been praying for you all week. You're going to do great. And I thought about that, and I was like, and that's just one example of many examples of how God's grace is always around you or evident, you know, and I feel really fortunate. So the word grace itself is just too big for me to really give it justice, to give it its due. To really hone in on grace is mind-boggling. To really think about the amazing part of it is just, I can't give it its proper due. I'm going to give it my experience of how I've experienced it and the evidence in my life, but it like I said, it's too big for me to hone in. So I'm going to share a few things with you. Grace has transformed me. As the Bible says, the old is gone, the new has come. Grace has given me a foundation to my life. Grace has given me a counselor, the Holy Spirit, who guides me or attempts to guide me. Grace gives me hope for today and tomorrow. Grace has shown me what love is, the cross behind me. God's unconditional love to me, despite my many shortcomings and my selfishness. Grace has given me a personal relationship with God, which is never-ending, yet always full. Kind of mind-blowing. God has given me a lifeline. Grace has given me a lifeline through prayer to share my heart with God on a moment-by-moment basis. Grace has given me unending riches. A loving wife, Janet. We've been together 41 years, married for 37. And I get the privilege of journeying through life with her. And trust me, she shows me the love of God daily. I get a daily example of what grace is all about. Best example I could ever have. I also have 2 amazing daughters. Grace has given me them, Leah and Annie, who are living examples of grace and love. 2 very special son-in-laws grace has given me, Matt and Anthony, who are so caring and loving. Grace has given me also the joy of being a grandpa to 2 beautiful grandchildren, Junior and Peter, who warm my heart and bring me a smile just thinking of them. Grace has allowed me to see amazing acts of God's love, acts of kindness, a genuine and real depth in relationships with friends, all linked by the love of Christ. Many of you who are sitting here today. Grace has allowed me to journey with my dad, who would have been 91 today, through Parkinson and dementia. Grace has carried me through the death of loved ones who have left this earth way too early. Grace has allowed me to experience brokenness and redemption in myself and others. Grace has allowed me to rub elbows with people from all walks of life, and that's been a rich blessing for me. Grace has allowed me to experience joy, to laugh, to cry, to mourn, and to love. Grace has given me the gift, the capacity to care for others. Grace has given me the ability to enjoy the moment. Grace allows me to see and experience life through a lens of love. Grace serves as a compass for my mind and for my heart and how I see others. Grace serves as a reminder to take the plank out of my own eye. Grace is an amazing free gift that I do not deserve. Grace lets me know I am God's workmanship, even as I am a work in progress. Grace is teaching me daily what love truly is. So grace is everything. And in closing, I'd like to read you, Joel stanzas in music? Okay, I'd like to read you a couple stanzas from last week's song. And if you would, if you just kind of lean back and look at the cross as I read these and kind of think of your own journey and grace in your life, okay? No matter where you are in that journey, just kind of think about it. Who could imagine so great a mercy? What heart could fathom such boundless grace? The God of ages stepped down from glory to wear my sin and bear my shame. The cross is spoken. I am forgiven. The King of Kings calls me his own. Beautiful Savior, I'm yours forever. Jesus Christ, my living hope. Hallelujah, praise the one who set me free. Hallelujah, death has truly lost its grip on me. You've broken every chain. There's salvation in your name. Jesus Christ, my living hope. Thank you, everybody.